There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Phone number and the text line, both the same digits, 343-0106, 343-0106. In addition, you can use the FM Talk 106.5 app right there on the, they say the landing page, the front page, whatever, the thing when you open the app, which, by the way, if you don't have the app, go grab it. It's for free. It's waiting for you on the App Store if you run iOS. If you're a cool old guy and run an Android phone like me, it's on Google Play. Either place, just look for FMTALK, number one, number zero, number six, number five. No point between the six and five because it screws it up. I don't know. FM Talk 106.5. You'll see our logo. That's the app. Download it. It's free. And you can, of course, stream the station there, get all our social media feeds with the breaking news on there. You can get show schedules, tons of information on there. It's like a digital multi-tool, but right there on the front page, microphone icon. If you'll press that, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and we can play it back here on the air. All right, so check that out. You may have questions that could come in text, phone, or talkback message form in this half hour because she's back. Although she was here last night as well. My friend Jennifer Boozer from Cannabama and the radio show Sweet Home Cannabama. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
I was, you and I talked about last time you were in what was happening in Montgomery and that dealt with, I mean, the way I took it is y'all were asking for these rules.
Yes.
You and other people that have CBD stores were asking that we don't want children getting this.
No.
These are rules that you impose on yourself, right?
Right. Yeah, I know that I believe it was SB 66 in 23 actually age gated us and made it. So that means you have to be 21 to purchase.
Okay.
They didn't tell us that, but fortunately for
that
me.
That seems fine. That doesn't bother me at all.
No, it doesn't bother me either because I was already doing that.
You did that
when
rule
they
on
changed the federal smoking age from 19 to 21.
Right.
That's when we decided, you know what? We're going to go with whatever the tobacco age is because we do not want even the appearance of impropriety or trying to market to the youth, that kind of thing. We didn't even want the appearance of that. And I have been in business almost 7 years now.
Congratulations.
And never had anybody's mama on Facebook or sending the police in or coming in and fussing me out themselves because I don't need your little sale if you're not 21.
Right.
I don't need your little money.
Yeah, you want people to be of age to buy it. And I appreciate that. I've talked to that about that as parents. I appreciate that. You know, at the same time, there were people that were not following those rules.
No.
Were not imposing those rules.
No, and it's a huge coincidence, I'm sure, that the story that came out, about 2 weeks ago, about these vape shop and gas station guys that got arrested for selling cannabinoid products to minors were in Senator Melson's district. Hmm. And then the three kids who supposedly went to the ER racked up a $50,000 bill from Florence as well.
Let's back it up for a second. So you're talking about Senator Melson, and I've met, he was on the show years ago pushing the medical cannabis and really had some great conversations with him. And he's been a proponent, and he brought me on board. I felt back then, I said, he's making a very good case.
And I,
to this day, I just had an interview with Director McMillan the other day. I'm just shaking my head that, after all that, was moved by Senator Melson for medical marijuana, mm-hmm. that here we sit in 2025, and people in Alabama still don't have the legal product.
Right. That's a whole travesty and a national embarrassment. I know it's a whole other conversation,
but it irritates the crap out of me because it's so the people through the representatives pass this, but because of bureaucracy.
And lawsuits, right? Basically.
Yes, but the lawsuits came because the law was not, the spirit of the law I agreed with, the only this number of people, I'm a free market person.
It's hard for me to say.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say. Only a certain number of people. Now, I believe mm-hmm. you have to adhere to the standards. You have to get the license and those
background checks and all that.
You do all those things. Plus, you could be inspected, all those things. After that, let the free market let people compete. But they didn't listen to me. But that's where that is. This is not that subject, but it just because it's Senator Melson being somebody who was behind
it. We're open to all of it. I follow all of it.
Yeah, but Senator Melson, who was behind this, you said it was so back to so that kind of sets it up, y'all. He was somebody who was pushing this. You said it was probably just a coincidence.
It's a coincidence that the three kids, the one example of Save the Children, which is everyone's favorite tactic, was these three kids that the superintendent from his district called him because three kids ate gummies and went to the ER. And then it became two meetings later with two new bills. Then it became $50,000 hospital bills in critical care, which we know is 1,000% untrue. I don't know about anybody listening, but I've had a baby surgically removed from my body in a 5-day hospital stay that wasn't $50,000.
Yeah.
So a gummy is not putting anyone in critical care. And he also said it cost the parents $300 a day in lost wages to take their kid to the doctor.
Well, what do you think the motivation? Who does this and why?
Well, right now we know two things. And whether they want to admit it or not, it's still true. The alcohol lobby is wanting control of THC beverages. They don't make them. They don't know anything about them except they're losing alcohol sales, and this is a brand new category of drinks. And so there are big alcohol distribution companies in the Gulf of Mexico region that are pumping millions of dollars into this. They want to regulate just the drinks, like alcohol, and then everything else, like nicotine, and hemp is neither one of those things.
Yeah.
Alcohol will kill you, so will tobacco. People die every day in Alabama from those things. And I don't know if you saw the post that AL.com posted about should ABC board be regulating hemp and the scathing hundreds of comments that ABC board should be dismantled altogether.
You know what you'd be? Yes. Well, I mean, don't believe me. I've had my rounds with them over the decade.
They have the license fees. You know what they want to do? One of the really bad parts of this is they have the license fees, some of them, to be determined by the ABC board. That's not okay. What's the license fee before we're voting on it? So because are they going to make it $10,000, $20,000?
Well, do you think they make it to a point where, just like they do with alcohol, that they're in the business to compete against private business, that they'd open up their own shops?
Well, Senator Gavan said that the state won't be doing it through the ABC stores. We don't want to do that.
Okay, and you played audio, which y'all can go back and listen to the podcast from last night, but I'm listening to your show last night, and I hear Senator Gavan said the quiet part out loud. Can you kind of paraphrase?
He said several quiet parts out loud.
Can you tell folks if they didn't hear that, because I don't have the clips here, right? Yeah.
The top three things he said was, in the beginning, he explained why there were so many new bill numbers. Why did we go from SB 132 to suddenly it's 237? And he explained that sometimes when you have a bill early in the session that gets a ton of negative feedback, which is public outcry, all the press we've been doing, my shows, I did five on SB 132. When you have a bunch of negative feedback, all you have to do is change the bill number. And then all the negativity associated with 132 goes away, and you can now
y'all listen
change
to this, because this is specific to this, but it's also, this happens every day. Bills of other, not just bills dealing with this.
Right.
So the bill came out, people said, you know, they made their voices heard.
Right.
And it was like, ooh, okay.
Well, and actually, first it was a ban completely making THC from hemp like heroin. Schedule one. Then, and he said that was to start a conversation, which I think is like saying, honey, my feelings are hurt with divorce papers, but no one asks me, just like no one asks you. So then there was a sub that was absolutely going to, it's a backdoor ban. All of these bills up to now are backdoor bans. They don't say the word ban anymore, but the litany of things in this bill would all each individually make it impossible to stay in business and by July 1st.
Okay, so there we go. So that's what I'm getting. Like, so for people that aren't in the trenches every day like you to understand, if these bills pass, then stores like yours would...
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be able to stay in business. I wouldn't be able to comply with all of these rules by July 1st. I wouldn't be able to offload the tens of thousands of product I have now in time. And then I wouldn't have anything that my customers actually want
to
sell.
But they're going to come out and say, but we're not banning it.
Right.
They're just making it.
That is what they're saying. That is what they're saying. But when you make it so that every other hemp product except drinks has to go on an ENDS registry. ENDS stands for Electronic Nicotine Delivery System.
Okay.
That is what the disposable vape ban bills with Barbara Drummond, that's what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first step in that process is going through the FDA approval process for nicotine. And again, hemp is not nicotine, so there is no approval process. It's impossible to get on an ENDS registry with hemp products, and therefore it is a backdoor ban. You do not need a PhD or an MD or whatever law degree like Senator Gavan has to understand that it is absolutely banning us.
So the end game here is to ban you, is in your opinion.
100%. Alcohol will take the THC drinks. And again, what is the difference in the THC in a beverage
compared
to a gummy? There's no difference. So why is that okay? And why are we asking the alcohol people to be over the safety of any product?
They probably can argue that the structure is already there.
I don't care. That's lazy.
But their motivation, I think, may be suspect. Coming right back, more with Jennifer Boozer right here on the Daymobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Top 120 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Continue our conversation with Jennifer Boozer. Of course, you hear her here Monday nights with Sweet Home Cannabama. Check her out in person at Store Cannabama. And somebody who, whether you liked it or not, had to get yourself in the world of politics here.
I do not like it one bit.
But it is the reality.
That 3-hour drive to drive around the city for 45 minutes for a parking spot, to stand outside the tiniest lobby on the planet and write down my name and then go for a 45-minute meeting where someone is inevitably going to insult me and everything that I stand for, and then drive 3 hours home. It's great.
King of all unnamed texters says they were probably drunk when they decided to involve the alcohol people with hemp, exemplifying the dangers of alcohol. Funny.
Well, yeah.
but for people, because, I mean, this is a tough thing, because you're in the trenches, you do this every day, but to explain this in regular people words, right, so they're going to understand it, the idea is they're going to put a list of things, and people can go listen to your podcast and all, and to hear all the details, but a list of things that are almost impossible to comply with.
Right.
That way they can shut you down, but they say, I didn't shut you down. I'd say whatever the widget is, whatever thing, I dislike that in government.
Yeah.
Either have the stones to step up and say, I want to shut these places down.
Right. Can we just be honest?
Or don't.
Right. Just be honest and say, I got paid a lot of money to say this and do this. Let's just be honest. We all know it's happening.
So, y'all know this, whether it's, whether this is, this may not be your bailiwick, but there's something else in Alabama politics. You've heard this before where they do this and it's like, I'm not against them. I'm not against them at all.
Right.
But what they've done is given you a situation where you can't succeed.
An impossible scenario.
Right. And this is what...
If he would just come out and say, I want to shut you down... Well, we're trying to give them what they want, which means it's no longer a complete ban.
Yeah.
They think that what they gave us in the sub was allowing us to stay in business, and we're still complaining, and he was mocking the process of democracy.
And the sub was what? In the submitted bill?
The sub was, 6% tax We had suggested, and let me just say, 3 days after the initial ban bill 132 dropped, we presented Senator Melson with a very good piece of legislation we had been working on for months to preempt all this. Mm-hmm. I think I said that the last time I was here.
You did.
It got thrown in with the beverage lobby and chewed up and spit out. And there, maybe the ands, ors, and these were the same, but no part of this sub looked like what we gave them.
Can't both things happen? Can't there be, stores like yours elsewhere, your store and others that are allowed to do what you do and have been legal to do here in the state of Alabama, at the same time go, okay, we're going to have that fall under, the beverages fall under the control of the same entity that would watch stores like yours and just move on? I mean, the state still makes money.
Right. Well, I know they're getting excise taxes.
They're getting excise taxes off everybody. So it's not like they're getting,
and
I hate to say it.
And only the people using the products and selling the products are going to pay the excise tax. So it's not going to take away from any other tax fund from anybody else in this state or any other program.
More money.
Right. Just like the money they diverted from small business funds to build that mega prison. It won't happen like that.
By the way, Billy D says on the text line, all you got to do is follow the money. That's what's going on here.
Alcohol and medical cannabis. Medical cannabis all over the country.
But can all these things exist
they
together?
They can. I asked the question, what percentage of the population of Alabama do they predict will even qualify for medical cannabis? And was told in year three, we hope for 50,000 patients, which is 1% of the population.
Out of 4.3
million.
So
99% of the rest of us.
Yeah.
Who won't qualify, and the ones who can't afford it, we're just, what, after 7 years of being able to use this product safely, because that 1% needs to be 100% for them? I don't understand. I don't understand why there's even competition.
No, but and even if somebody said, well, I don't agree with it, well, then have Senator Gabbana and others come out.
I don't agree with alcohol.
Right. And it's fine. This is, it's my take on a lot of things, right? But if you don't want it, what I would like to see is them come out and say they want to shut your stores down and say and be specific. This, the backdoor stuff, and that's when I heard y'all last night, I said, I got to get Jennifer on because this is the stuff that drives me crazy in the state where they try to have their cake and eat it too.
Right.
Say, and no, I'm not doing anything against them.
Right.
But
now that the Save the Children narrative has fallen flat.
And I've told this audience knows almost 16 years in May, listen to me, when they say it's for the children, always beware.
You know it's bull when they say that.
Beware.
Well, and we were like, okay, let's save the children. We don't want to sell to kids. We don't sell to kids.
And you've been adamant about that the whole time?
And we were like, yeah, that's good. Uh-uh. No, that is not actually what they were saying. And now, Gavan, again, has introduced the topic of THC DUIs. He even said that he found out that THC DUIs surpassed alcohol DUIs. And I'm sorry, sir, Google. No, a thing.
But see, I mean, for me, if you're impaired on anything driving,
absolutely.
I would like
and
you off
I'm
the
not
road.
Saying that I people don't drive impaired. They do. It happens every day.
Yeah. So if they're doing it on THC, I don't want them on the road either.
Incidences of THC on record, it's almost impossible to find any statistics.
Right. To turn around and say that that's the reason
to
ban it because alcohol leads it. But
definitively.
But also, the idea if somebody is high driving down the road and they pull them over, I want them off the road.
Absolutely.
Too.
I do too.
Get off the road.
And I don't drive impaired. Yeah. I'm a mom. Yeah. I'm an adult with some sense. Absolutely. People do it every day. But to say that THC DUIs specifically are more prevalent than alcohol DUIs is an absolute lie.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't care who you are, what kind of real estate attorney you are.
I need to see the stats on that because it's just there's way more alcohol than there is THC.
There is.
I would like, no matter what it is, whether you're on THC, you're on alcohol.
Or Xanax or the pain pills or your antidepressants.
Or you're busy digging for french fries under the seat when you're driving.
Or you're too geeked up on caffeine and Adderall. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of ways
don't
you
mess
can
with
drive
my
impaired.
Caffeine. Don't mess with my caffeine. That's fine. Makes me a better driver. All right, before we wrap up here, when things like this, and we're about halfway through session now, specifically the call to action, people that agree with you on this, what do they need to do? They need to call and say, we oppose this.
Because
now it's 132 the bill has changed.
Now 132 has been put to the side. We don't know what's happening with that.
Okay, so
237 failed. Now there is HB in the House in the House, HB 445.
Okay, HB 445
is the new iteration of this lunacy.
Okay,
and well, then Senator Smitherman is introducing 255 in the Senate, SB 255. But it's a good bill, but it's very broad and it's not going to satisfy a lot of people. And I doubt that it makes it. I don't think that any legislation will pass this session.
Okay. And that's often what happens, too, is things go to the end there and they just say they run out.
So we've got five different bills alone and can't get anywhere. Can't get out of committee.
So what happens if none of these bills pass?
Then we keep being federally compliant because we are regulated federally and state. We follow what rules are on the books. We just want more rules. But we don't want to be ruled out of existence.
Well said. People want to continue this conversation with you, of course, the show and the podcast. But if people want to go online, where do they go for more information?
You can follow
this?
Sweet Home Cannabama on Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, the Alabama Hemp Trade Association, or me, Jennifer Isabel Boozer.
There we go. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you're doing.
All right.
And check our show out on Monday nights. We're coming right back. More Midday Mobile.